This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastula with the news. The headlines first. Parliamentarians urge government for swift diplomatic and political initiatives for safety of Nepali students in India. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rana says government is constantly following up developments after death of Nepali student at KIIT University Hostel. Odisha State Government forms high-level fact-finding committee to investigate the case. House of Representatives endorses e-commerce bill. 75th Democracy Day being observed today. Head of the state expresses best wishes to all on the occasion. And Russia won't accept NATO troops in Ukraine. Ukrainian president demands Ukraine involvement after US-Russia talks to end the war. Now the news in detail. Parliamentarians have drawn the government's attention to start diplomatic and political initiatives immediately to ensure security to Nepali students studying in India. During an emergency hour of yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives, the lawmakers urged the government to coordinate with the Indian government to investigate into the death of Prakriti Lamsal of Butwal studying at Kalinga Institute of Industrial Technology, KIIT, in Odisha state of India and for the security of other students studying there. Lawmakers Chabilal Biswakarma, Madhav Sapkota, Truba Bahadur Pradhan and Thakur Gairay demanded to investigate into mysterious death of Lamsal and to take action against guilty and guarantee of security to Nepali students studying at KIIT. Similarly, National Assembly lawmakers have also demanded investigation on the death of a student studying at KIIT University. They urged the government to take initiative to create favorable environment for study to other Nepali students of KIIT. Meanwhile, Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arju Rana Deoba says the ministry is constantly following up on the death of Nepali student Prakriti Lamsal and the developments thereafter. Taking to her social media X yesterday, Foreign Minister Rana made it clear that necessary initiatives are being taken to get updates of Nepali students in the hostels of Kalinga Institute of Industrial Technology, KIIT University, in Odisha of India, and to provide a safe environment for Nepali students in the college. Minister Rana added that two senior officials of Nepal police from the Embassy of Nepal in New Delhi have reached the university yesterday morning. The college has appealed to the students to return to the hostel. The university has also informed through a public notice that action has been taken against the staff who abused Nepali students. In the meantime, issuing a press release yesterday, the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology has warned of postponing the non-objection certificate, NOC, procedure for the universities and educational institution in the Odisha state of India if the problem emerged by the incident is not resolved in a fair and swift manner. On the other hand, the government of Odisha has formed a high-level fact-finding committee to investigate the death of 20-year-old Nepali student Prakriti Lamsal in the hostel of the Kalinga Institute of Industrial Technology, KIIT. Issuing a press release yesterday, the Odisha government said the institution has been placed under notice and appropriate legal and administrative action will be taken as per the finding of the government. The press release states that the investigation is underway regarding the misconducts, including the use of force against these students by private individuals. The Odisha government has assured of taking necessary steps to ensure fair and swift justice. The House of Representatives meeting yesterday has unanimously endorsed the e-commerce bill along with a report from the Industry and Commerce and Labour and Consumer Welfare Committees. The bill presented by Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari aims to boost foreign investment in industries, business and trade sectors while fostering new entrepreneurs and generating employment opportunities. Responding to questions during the discussion, Minister Bhandari expressed confidence that the bill will not encourage technology-based transactions, but also help control online fraud and irregularities. The bill on SHIP has been sent to the Legislation Management Committee for discussions. A meeting of the National Assembly yesterday unanimously accepted the proposal tabled by Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport, Devendra Dahal, seeking to send the SHIP Operation and Management Bill to the Legislation Management Committee for clause-wise discussions on it. The 75th Democracy Day is being celebrated across the country today by organizing various programs. The day is observed in commemoration of the 7th Phagun 2007 years when democracy was established. As a result of the struggle and sacrifices of the Nepali people, the 104 years of Rana regime ended on the 7th of Phagun 2007 years, beginning a new era of democracy. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Paudel has extended his best wishes to all Nepali people residing both in Nepal and abroad on the occasion of the National Democracy Day. In his message issued today, the President has said that the day would inspire representative bodies, political parties and all branches of the state to implement constitutional values and principles. He also paid tribute to all those who contributed to the movements for Nepal's sovereignty, territorial integrity, national interest, dignity and democracy. Similarly, Vice President Ramsahaya Prasad Yadav has also extended his heartfelt wishes for happiness, peace, prosperity and good health to all Nepali people residing both in Nepal and abroad. In his message, the Vice President has emphasized that the day serves as a reminder of the country's democratic values, the contributions of the martyrs, and the importance of freedom and national unity. The 9th National Election Day is being observed today with several programs across the country. The day is observed every year since 2073 BS, commemorating the general elections held in Nepal for the first time on the 7th of Phagun in 2015 BS, when adult Nepalis were able to exercise their right to vote. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia has extended his best wishes to all on the occasion today. Further reconstruction activities at Jajarkot earthquake-affected districts have been started. Agreement has already been signed with more than 600 beneficiaries in Doti district and preparation was underway to send grant amount within few days. Executive Chief of National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, Dr. Bisma Kumar Busal, said details collection of losses caused by earthquake in Jajarkot and Rukum West were underway and rebuilding activities would begin within few days. He shared that reconstruction activities in Doti district have been forwarded after tallying the data collected last year. There are around 9,000 beneficiaries. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news update. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has said his country won't accept peacekeeping forces from NATO countries in Ukraine under any peace deal following high-level talks with the US in Saudi Arabia. Russia and the US said they had agreed to appoint teams to start negotiating the end of the war. Ukraine was not invited to the talks, which its President Volodymyr Zelensky said was a surprise. Ukrainian President Zelensky demanded that Kyiv be included in any talks on how to end Russia's war on Ukraine after the United States and Russia agreed to create a team to negotiate a halt to the fighting. The meeting in Riyadh marked the first time that US and Russian officials have met to discuss ways to halt the fighting that escalated with Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy to mainly fair in the country today. Light rain is likely to occur at a few places of hilly region of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall in the high hilly and mountainous region of the country today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Parliamentarians urge government for swift diplomatic and political initiatives for safety of Nepali students in India. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rana says government is constantly following up developments after death of Nepali student at KIIT University Hostel. Odisha State Government forms high-level fact-finding committee to investigate the case. House of Representatives endorses e-commerce bill. 75th Democracy Day being observed today, head of the state expresses best wishes to all on the occasion. And Russia won't accept NATO troops in Ukraine. Ukrainian president demands Ukraine involvement after US-Russia talks to end the war. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.